The text for our consideration this morning is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. In English 12, we're just finishing up our study of Shakespeare's famous tragedy, Macbeth, which includes the title character's famous soliloquy about the meaninglessness of life. He says, "Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." While we don't have the same history as Macbeth, murdering people to become a king and protecting his kingship, we too can be tempted by our sinful nature to see life as something that doesn't make sense, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, or to see life doesn't have meaning, that it signifies nothing. Indeed, Macbeth's laments at the end of the play in some ways echo the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon declares, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." While Macbeth, as a tragedy, ends in despair and death, Ecclesiastes closes with the words of our text, which assures us that though life on earth may be seen as vain and meaningless, as Christians, we know that God is the one who gives meaning to our lives. This morning, then, we consider the ways in which God gives our lives purpose, which provides us the proper perspective through which to view our lives here on earth. Though as young adults, you may not have lived the full life that the Spirit-inspired Solomon looks back on in Ecclesiastes, I'm sure that you struggle at times with what seems to be the pointlessness of life. For example, you try your best and study as hard as you can, but still end up with bad grades. What's the point? You're a great friend, kind and compassionate, but nobody seems to want to hang out with you. Why even try anymore? You're good at a particular sport, but no matter how much you improve and how much you hustle, you never seem to get the playing time that you feel you deserve. Why bother? As you continue through your lives, you'll find out that not only the failures and frustration in our lives can lead us to question our purpose, but even our successes point to the vanity of life, if we see them as a way to achieve satisfaction. Indeed, in Ecclesiastes, Solomon describes how he sought fulfillment in wisdom, pleasure, accomplishments, and possessions. But such pursuit just led to more grief and sorrow, more vanity, more hatred of life. The problem is not in these items themselves, but in thinking that these earthly goals can provide lasting happiness. There's nothing wrong with success. We can think of figures in the Bible like Abraham and Jacob, whom God blessed with possessions. It is so easy, though, even for Christians, to become trapped into seeing their education, their career, their salary, or their possessions as the key to their happiness. Instead, this will just lead to more unhappiness and sorrow. As you consider your plans for the future, remember the example of Solomon. By earthly standards, he could be regarded as someone who had it all. Yet it was all vanity because he did not recognize at first that his purpose was to fear God and keep his commandments, and to see that from that perspective that earthly possessions and accomplishments mean nothing. So how do we avoid succumbing to the temptation of thinking that our lives are meaningless or in putting our hopes for meaning in earthly goals? At the end of Ecclesiastes, Solomon sums up the answer. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. When we hear the words fear and judgment, our initial reaction might be to have even more dread about our lives. However, the word fear here does not mean to be afraid of, but to hold in reverence or awe, just as Luther uses fear in his explanation to the commandments. Luther says, "We fear God above all things when we respect him and give glory to him as our God and place his word and command above every other word and command." When we fear and trust in God, we recognize by faith that he is the creator of the world and that we are his own creations. And that provides us a wonderful perspective. God is in charge of the world, and he will protect and preserve us for his special purpose. What is that purpose? To share the good news of his gospel. No matter how insignificant you may think your life is, you have that great purpose, the great commission to go and make disciples of all nations. In addition to fearing God, Solomon says we should keep his commandments, for this is man's all. As we look at our lives every day, we see that we fail to keep any of God's commandments. And by this logic, we should be afraid of God's judgment of every work, including every secret thing. Once again, though, by faith, we see this from a much more comforting perspective. Because of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, we're declared righteous. In God's eyes, we are innocent of all our sins, even those secret ones, because we are covered in Christ's righteousness. Furthermore, through the Holy Spirit, we have faith in Christ, which promises life everlasting. When we realize that our true and final purpose is to live ever after in heaven, we also see that in comparison, everything on earth is vain and meaningless. Yes, God does provide us enjoyment and pleasure in this world, but it's nothing in comparison to what we'll enjoy in heaven. While we may be tempted to wait until later in life to learn these lessons about purpose and perspective, we read at the beginning of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" We shouldn't forget about God until we're older, but fear and trust in him now, so that we are prepared for the days of trouble that will surely come. As we go throughout our lives, we pray that through faith, the Holy Spirit provide us the perspective to see our true purpose. With that true purpose in mind, we can rise every morning and dedicate ourselves to serving that purpose in whatever way we can. We'll close with the singing of hymn 430, verses 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4.